Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today we'll discuss the halachos of Yichud B'derech and Balayla, as well as the halachos of Prutzim are going to come up as well. So the Gemara tells us on the top of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. That's one Gemara that we essentially skipped because we first wanted to do the sugya of Balayla B'ir. So Gemara in Pei Aleph Amid Aleph says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Loi Shanu. This that we learned, Rashi says, Lo shanu damer isha misyachedes im shnei anashim. When did we say that one woman could be miyached with two men, that two men are going to be acceptable to remove the isur yichud? Elo be'ir, that only applies in the city. Avo b'derech, but if they're going along the way, ad shiu shloisha, until there are three men. Why? The Gemara explains, Shemi yitztarech echon mehen lahashtin, because we're concerned that one of them is going to need to urinate. V'nimtza echod misyachem erba, he's going to go to the side, and then the other man is going to be alone with the erva. So this Gemara creates the most complicated permutations in Hilchos Nida. We're going to see that the Ravid, based on this Gemara, in a sefer that the Ravid really wrote on Hilchos Nida, called Bali HaNefesh, the Ravid is quoted by the Beis Yosef as saying that this Svara will also apply in another instance, and that's where many errors are made in Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Yichud, because one does not take this these two permutations into account. And that is, number one, that if it's Bederech, two men can't be alone with one woman, Aleph. Beis is if it's Balayla, so then as well, two men can't be alone with one woman. It's not a Gemara. This is the Ravid in the Bali HaNefesh who extrapolated from this Gemara. Says the Ravid, just like we're concerned that one of the men is going to go to the bathroom, so too we're also concerned that one of the men is going to fall asleep. If one of the men is going to fall asleep, so then in such a case you have a problem of Yichud, because you're going to have one man with the Erva, and that's going to be Asur. The Gemara then tells a story. Skipping down a couple of lines, the Gemara tells us an interesting story. A very powerful Musar Shmuz. Daf Pei Aleph in Kedushin is packed in Hilchos Yichud, and it's packed with Musar. Says the Gemara, Rav Rav Yehuda have ka'azli bo'orcha, Rav Rav Yehuda were going along the way, have ka'azli ahi isisa kamayu, and there was a woman that was coming near them. All of a sudden they're going to be concerned about Hilchos Yichud. Why? So here we see another important klal that we need to discuss today. Obviously, we're going to get involved in the Shulchan Aruch and the Minei Ubei of Bederech and Balayla. We're not done with that. But issue number three for today is that they were going along the Derech, and he was concerned of Yichud. Rav says to Rav Yehuda, Amar le Rav le Rav Yehuda, Dal karech mikmei gehenim. Let's run away from the opening, the Makom of Gehenim. Aveira is the Makom of Gehenim. So he understood, immediately Rav Yehuda understood that it wasn't the issue of Shmir Seinayim. Could have also been Shmir Seinayim. For most of us, that would be the first thing that we would think about. But that wasn't the issue, that issue then. The issue was the issue of Yichud. So first of all, let's just stop right here. Before the solution where he's concerned about Yichud, so in regards to the problem of a secluded area, we see from this Gemara, and the truth is, you didn't need a Gemara, it would be mistaber to say such a thing, but some people also make a mistake. The Hilchos Yichud is in a confined area that's locked. That's going to be a problem of Yichud, an area where the door is closed. You see from here that a secluded area is an issue of Yichud as well. So if a couple are dating and they want to, the guy wants to show the girl that he's dating there his treehouse that he enjoyed going to in the forest when he was a kid, that will be an Isser Yichud that will be just as bad as going into a house and closing the door. That's an Isser of Yichud as well. So how do you define a secluded area? So in the Sefer, Teres HaYichud, Rav Yoshev is quoted as saying, this is it's a little bit hard to define, Rav Yoshev says in terms of secluded roads. So this comes up all the time during this period, during the camp season, of driving along the secluded road. We're not going to paskin all of the shilas, so yet. we still have to get more into the Mineu Bey and the Rishonim and the earlier Poskim about Derech, but in terms of the secluded road, when that itself is defined as an Isser of Yichud, Rav Yashu says, if there isn't anybody that passes on an average of 10 minutes, so then in such a case, there is a Shaila of Yichud. So now we still have to talk about Chashash Derech, we still have to talk about the Chashash Laila, but very practical terms, when we were in Hask, so we needed the Cheshbon Parksville Road, so we looked around Parksville Road, which leads to Route 17, so there, up until every road in the mountains is different. I don't know how it works by Camp Aguda on Ferndale Road, and I don't know how it works on Morasha. I didn't go to either of those places. I never went to a co-ed camp in my life. But on Parksville Road, so there, the phenomenon is that until about 1 or 2 in the morning, there's a car that's passing on the average of every 10 minutes. Past that time, the area itself would be secluded, and then it becomes a shaila as well, even a couple taking a walk on such a road as well, that would be a shaila of a secluded area. Yeah, a couple of hands.
But the same applies to, like, let's say, like a field. So, like, if people are walking by the field once in every 10 minutes... So.
That's a l'chura, the same would apply. In other words, it seems to me that Rav Yashiv's klal would apply in all cases, because he's defining what is a makom yichud. Again, we haven't discussed practically what does it mean, driving a girl home, etc., etc., that we'll have to get to later on. Yes, man? Because we still got to learn the poskim. We haven't done the basic shittas yet. But that's just in terms, the poskim don't give us, earlier than Rav Yashiv, I didn't see a time that what defines the makom as a secluded area. It must have been discussed, but I'm not aware of anybody, say, before the Sefer Torah Sayichud, which is put out by the Otzer HaPoskim. In general, it's a very, very good Sefer. There's room to disagree, both the Kula and the Chumra and the Sefer, but the Sefer Torah Sayichud by the Otzer HaPoskim is an excellent, excellent Sefer. Yes, Manu?
I just thought it was interesting the way we're coming, with regards to Bederech and Laila, we say that there's a concept that two men, one woman is mutter, because they're not person. And here you've got a guy going to the bathroom potentially, and because of that, so we're saying it's going to be an issue of yichud. Now I understand that quite well, because when someone goes to the bathroom, you know you have a few minutes, but you know that there's a few minutes. Whereas Belaila, the right bit, I think, is coming out quite machmir, because you don't know if he's going to wake up.
That's
the
right.
The second guy is right next to you.
You could argue.
He's waking up. So
right?
It's like by the way, in a way, because the thing that would stop you is right there, and it might come
right
back at any moment.
That's right. That's right. I was discussing with Talmidim on Shabbos. It's true. The Rav is a chiddush. The person is there, right there. He's just sleeping.
He could wake up any moment.
And he could wake up any moment. Or even, what about the svara of Eimas Habal? We had the svara of Eima that the person is there. Rav does not pass in that way. And it's interesting, we mentioned Svardim Ar Machmir, very much in regards to Prutzim. This Chumra appears in the Ramah. As far as I could recall, well, the Beis Yosef quotes it. Beis Yosef quotes the Ravid, but I don't recall that in the Shulchan Aruch it's brought down. So on the one hand, the Beis Yosef quotes it, on the other hand, it's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down, as far as I could recall, only in the Ramah. But to say that the Mechaber doesn't hold of it, yet at the same time, Yesh Lodin, right? It's a classic question. When Beis Yosef quotes it in his, but he didn't quote it in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Lodin, maybe for Svardim, there is a little bit room to be makel because of your Ha'ara. Yes, Ezra?
For the 10 minute shir that Rabbi Yashiv gives, is that because he thinks that 10 minutes is the shir that Maisa
no.
happen?
No, that's a different shir. The shir Yichud, that's a separate shir. Remind me, we have to discuss in regards to elevators and so on. That will come up. That's a different thing.
Where does he get 10 minutes from?
Where did he get that hashar from? I'm not sure. That's a very good question. Everything needs to be based on halacha. I don't recall the Torah Sayichud giving us where Rav Yashiv got that number from. That's a nice question.
Also, so let's say, assuming Parksville Road is 10 minutes, and so let's say there have been no cars for 15 minutes, and then someone goes onto the road together with a woman.
Right.
Are they over...
They're over the Isser Yichud. Assuming that area is a secluded area, they're over the Isser Yichud as if they were in a room that was locked.
So now let's say that a car had just come, and then they go onto the road. So they're not over in Isser Yichud until 10 minutes later?
No. No, if the area is considered secluded, al pi halacha, even if a person was there a second ago, it's secluded. That's why it has nothing to do with the shir yichud, which is a separate shayla.
Importantly, the other way around. If it normally your car does come every 10 minutes, but the one time that you're there,
then of course you weren't over yichud. You were not over yichud in such a case. Absolutely not. So Gemara continues the story. We're right in the middle of this dramatic story. Dal karech mikmei gehenim. Amar lei. V'hamaru da'amar b'ksherim shapir dami. He said, wait a second, what are you concerned about? What are you concerned about? In regards to everybody over here, you and I are ksherim. So if there's ksherim, so then 2 and 1 should be acceptable. Amar lei, he responded, mi yemar di b'ksherim kegon anova at. Who says we're talking about ksherim like you or me? You and me? No. Elamai. Kigon Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'chavera. Rabbi Chanina was known as being about tznius, about kedusha, and therefore it doesn't apply to us. We have to be machmir on ourselves. As we mentioned in the past, the poskim say that based on this, Svardim are machmir because the Rambam seems to be choshesh for this Gemara, and that nowadays we are considered prutzim. However, Beferish, the Shulchan Aruch, disagrees. So it revolves around this line of the Gemara. I just want to, before we connect this back to the sugya of Derech, which this Gemara is also directly connected to that sugya. So one needs to discuss what is the halacha lemaisis for svardim bizman hazeh. Because at the end of the day, what would seem is that for svardim, everybody is considered a parutz. So if everybody is considered a parutz, so then what will come out then? What will come out is that you can never have any amount of men to be alone with one woman. That's what one would think. And that's halacha, that's correct. What about the permutation of 2 men with 2 women? Or do you need 3 men with 2 women? So as far as that is concerned, there are a few marimekomos. So there's a machlokis between the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkas Mechokik, what is the gather. According to the Beis Shmuel, what will come out is that you will need 3 men along with 3 women. But the Chelkas Mechokik is of the opinion that 2 men with 2 women are going to be enough. So I wrote in my Sefer that practically in terms of Halacha L'maisa for Sfardim today, that I one time when Rav Amar was here during Elul in Yeshiva, so I got to ask Rav Amar, and he said, yes, the Minhag Olam is to be makel, that for Sfardim, 2 men and 2 women are going to be acceptable. That was also what I heard from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that summer that we were by him. However, if you remember, man, and when we were by him, Rav Steinman was not as willing to be makel. He said, at the end of the day, Yichud is a shayla of Doraisa. Yichud is nisur daraisa, and it could be that you would say safik daraisa lechumra. But he was assuming even yichud with multiple people, even the chash prutzim. There's a lot of room to say that that's nisur daraisa. Yeah, yeah. More than that, the rishitas that hold yichud is yaharig val yavar. The yichud is yaharig val yavar. I mean, it's Hashem. We'll get back to if we have time. We'll get back to that. Because of the Tzav Israel Darayis, correct. So if it would be only Darabanan, so then we wouldn't say that it's Yahari Val Yavar. Most poskim actually assume that the Shiloh of Yichud is a Din Daraisa, but I think for Sfardim it's enough. The Chumra of the Mechaber is quite heavy. Obviously, what are Yisrael asked me on Shabbos, what are Ashkenazim going to do with the Gemara? If Rav and Rav Yehuda felt that they were not ksherim. What about our Gemara? So you could see from the Lashon HaGemara that you could argue that it was clear that they were being machmer on themselves. It wasn't meant to codify it as a din. You pointed out there was something in the Lashon itself that seemed to indicate that that they were being machmer on themselves. It doesn't sound like it's mikra d'dinah. Obviously, that is a machlokus between Svardim and Ashkenazim. So, I want to get back to Pshat. Yes, sir.
This Gemara, it's mashma that if they work sharing, then two would be enough. But isn't this Gemara talking about Derech?
Yeah.
Very good. That's the kasha. Comes along the Marsha. I know we're learning halacha, but you should know it's mutter to learn Marsha when you're learning halacha, and maybe even a mitzvah to show that all of Torah is one thing. It's all one thing. Let's take a look at the Marsha. When you learn pshat, you got to learn halacha. When you learn halacha, you got to learn pshat. Zok de'ele gemarasha. I told you the ideal way to learn Hilchos Yichud is first to do Gemara Rashi Taisis well with all the Rishayim. Go through the sugyas well. And then, after you go through the sugyas well, then you start again from the Tor Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Marasha, the first Marasha in the Chidushei Agados. So here is Agoda, Halacha, and Pshat that's connected together. Says the Marasha like this. Vitzarich Lomar, you have to say, Dehoyuim Ravar of Yehuda Oda Noshim Acherim, that there must have been other people along with Rav Yehuda. Dimlo came my kashaleil Rav Yehuda. What was Rav Yehuda bothered by that they're ksherim? At the end of the day, they're also Bederech. We're not going to go on until everybody understands this kasha. There at the end, because this will help us understand so many nuances in halacha lemaisa kulos that seem to be far out are no longer going to be so far out, and chumras as well are no longer going to be far out if you understand the Gemara, the Minei Ubei in the Gemara. Frek the Hele Gemara Shah. At the end of the day, what do you mean when they said, "But we're ksherim"? Even if they're ksherim, but derech, we just got through saying that you need more than two men; you need one woman. Rav Gershon, I saw your kasha about you were mechaving to our Messiah. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Agdama to Sefer Dvar Halacha, asks at the end of the shir last week. Rav Gershon asked, but at the end, what would be the halacha of where the woman thinks her husband is Be'ir and he's really not, or vice versa? She thinks that her husband is not Be'ir and he really is. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is mesupik in the. It's a collector's item. It's Rav Shlomo Zalman's haskama to his brother-in-law's sefer Dvar Halacha. So in that haskama, he writes to his brother-in-law a few things, and he says there's a lot of room. He would have thought to say that if she thinks that he's in the city, then that would be enough. The Tyrus Hayichud Halacha Lemaisa from the Otzer, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mesupik. It's clear that he's saying it out LaHagdul Torah LaAdira, but he says I think there's a strong svara to be made. Tyrus Hayichud, they say Rav Yashiv strongly disagreed, and Rav Yashiv said the heter of Baila Be'ir is specifically in a case in which she thinks he's in the city and he's in the city. If it's neither of those two, say you don't have the heter of Baila Be'ir. That's how the Torah says Paskin. Unfortunately, they don't quote Rav Yashiv responding to his mechutin in the haskama for the sefer Dvar Halacha. It was a nice kasha. So you mechavim to Rav Shlomo Zalman sad lahaka. But it seems like halacha lemaisa doesn't come up. Back to our topic. So I just got so excited when Gershon walked in. So back to our topic. So Frek the Marsha. The Marsha asks like this. The Marsha asks, what do you mean that if they're ksherim, they're okay? But the problem is, a Rav and Rav Yehuda, the chash is that they're prutzim. Even if once they're bederach, even they're ksherim, they're aser. So what's the Marsha madchik? So the Marsha gives the following dochek. Marsha says you have to say other people were there with him. So we were by Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. We asked him this question, and on the spot, he said maybe there were other people with him. So, and we told him that's what the Marsha said. He was happy. That was immediately, without blinking an eyelash. He said, you have to say, it's mamish, on the spot. Reb Chaim Kanievsky responded, and that's what the Marsha says. However, Rav Steinman Shlita, in his Sefer, we happen to have chanced on it years ago, in his Sefer Ayelus HaShachar suggests a different teretz, which would have been, in theory, quite a kula. Rav Steinman suggests the following teretz. Rav Steinman says, this is in the Sefer, it's written in the Sefer Ayelus HaShachar, and then this was a time it was a little bit easier to get into them, so we were zochet to discuss this with him. Rav Steinman suggested the following teretz. It's written. He suggests that it could be the only time that we're going to be machmir bederech is when the guys and the girl are traveling together bikavana. What do we mean bikavana? Not bikavana for anything bad, but it was a premeditated trip that they're going to travel together. So then the halacha says that we're choshesh that one of them is going to have to separate. They're taking a 3-hour trip. What a gishmak eteretz. In contrast to this case over here, it happens to be that they're in a secluded area where they met up with the woman. Then Chazal might not have made the gzeres shem yashdin. No, it's gishmak. Gishmak. The gishmak eteretz. Oh. So, Aaron Rosenberg, Rosie, here in the Kollel, was mechaving to this pshat. He said this pshat. And we were in Rav Steinman's house, so I called him out on it. So I said, he was a bacher then. So I said, there's a bacher here who was mechaving to Ayelus HaShachar. Remember what Rosie did? He ducked. He ducked down amongst everybody. Rav Steinman was looking to see who it was. It was really very beautiful. So Rosie was mechaving to that teretz. So then we asked Rav Steinman, "Im kenim advarim, will come out a big kula. Will come out a big kula." Dahainu, that this chumrav bederech is only if there was a planned trip together. The truth is, most of the times the derech it was a planned trip. As everybody signs up, you know, do you know a ride going to the city today? Right in camp. Do you have a ride going to the city? So that's a planned trip. But every once in a while, you will have a shiloh of yichud that will come about that wasn't a planned trip. According to the svara, you could be meikel. Problem is, Rav Steinman said he wrote it lahagdil Torah la'adira. He didn't write it la'suke shmeitza liva de'ilchasa. That's with his response. That he wasn't, Rav Steinman was very cagey in giving us a lot of responses to many of the Hilchos Yichud. In contrast, also, so he Yisod didn't apply. Now there is a Rabbeinu Yerucham that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a very important Rabbeinu Yerucham. Let's take a look at this Rabbeinu Yerucham together. Is this time right? Is the clock right?
It's about 3 minutes.
That's. In Amshinov, that's right. Okay, all right. Let's take a look at the Ramah in Sifhe. So the Ramah says, let's read. You know what? Let's read everything we did now is in from the beginning, from the Mechaber. Let's just see everything brought through in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo sis yachid isha achas afilu manoshim harbe. This is the Meshita of the Rambam. One woman cannot be alone with many men. Achi ishto shalachamayim sham. V'chein lo yisachid ish echad afilu nashim harbe. So if you remember, I told you it's a machlokis bei Shmuel and Chelkas Mechokes. I'll just give you now that you have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you that the bei Shmuel is in Sifkat and Ches and the Chelkas Mechokes is in Sifkat and Zayin. The Chelkas Mechokes being Mekel 2 and 2. The bei Shmuel being Machmir. So that's right in front of us finally now. Okay. And again, Rav Amar was with me. When I discussed it with Rebbe, with Rav Nevinsel Shlita, I did not get a full haskama to be Mekel with 2 and 2, although I'm sure he would say if Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that you could be Mekel with 2 and 2, he would follow that. And again, for Svardim, it's important to know the Psak from Rav Amar as well. Okay. The Ramah continues. V'yesh Omrim. And there are some say that today Anoshim Ksherim could also be Miyachid. Vistam Anoshim Ksherim. And this is the opinion of the Ran, and it's the Sima Ashkenazim follow. Avolimein prutzim afilu asara asur. V'chol ze be'ir. Here you see Manu that the Shulchan Aruch is not the way you would, the Ramah is not the way you would have wanted to go. He puts together basada and belayla. Avol basada o belayla. So I pointed out to the Talmidim on Shabbos, you know, when you read just the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get a sense of the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish when it comes to Sada. Laila you call Mola Shas, you won't find it as far as I know. But the Ravid, it's a Ravid's Chumra. The Ramah puts it together. Avol besado belaila afilu be'ir ba'inon gimol. The halacha is you're going to need three afilu b'ksherim. Okay. There is a big heter. The heter of the Beis Shmuel. Quoting, it's not known as the Beis Shmuel's heter, it's known as the heter of Rabbeinu Yerucham. In Sifkat and Tess, the Beis Shmuel quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. V'kasa b'darkei Moshe b'shem Rabbeinu Yerucham, dafka kishyelchu ima lishmar osa. Only if he's going with her to guard her, oz lo yelchu shneyem mimena v'yishar echad ima. If one of them is going to guard her, in other words, he has a responsibility to guard her, that's when the Gemara said that there's going to be a chashash. Aval, in ein olchanima, but if this woman is a modern, strong woman, and she doesn't need anybody to protect her, lishmar mutter. Dim yitztarech echel inikava yelech kama shein imo. Because if one of them needs to go to the bathroom, then the other one will go with him to remove the chashash yichud. This sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham is taken seriously by some poskim, and therefore there are times where poskim will be makel with other snifim, the hakel, that the whole chashash in the Gemara, it's a little bit of an ukimta in the Gemara, that the whole chashash of the Gemara is only with there's a man or men who have responsibility to guard her. But if there isn't the man or if both of the men that have responsibility to guard her, so then in such a case we don't have the chashash of Shemi Yitzdarech Echad Linikava. Okay. So one of the Talmidim in the Chabura, I don't know who it was, I don't remember who it was, suggested another Yishuv to the Marashah's Kasha. Said, maybe we have a Raya to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Let me start present as a Raya to Rabbeinu Yerucham, and then of course, Mamela, the Marashah's Kasha is going to fall away. Very sharp, no? We learned well that summer, Manu. So, one of the Talmidim suggested, I think it's a good pshat, that maybe I have a small Raya to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Because the Gemara, by Rav and Rav Yehuda, all of a sudden, there the Gemara wasn't concerned about Derech. Why wasn't he concerned about Derech? That's the Marashah's Kasha. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the Marashah both said, you got to say that there are more than two people. But maybe it's a riot to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Since Rav and Rav Yehuda weren't going along and guarding, so then Eina Chanami, you don't have the Chumra of Derech. The Chumra of Derech is only circumscribed to that instance. So we have three different answers in Pshat, which all of them have nafkaminas lahalacha of how you explain Rav and Rav Yehuda and the halacha of Derech. One answer is to say, Eina Chanami, there were other people with, and therefore we're always Machmir Bederach. You can always need more than two people. One answer is Rav Steinman's suggestion that if they're walking along and they happen onto somebody, you could be Mekel. Okay? But in general, then you have to be Machmir. Or the biggest Kula is the answer that will come out according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, and that is that the only time you need to be choshesh is if one of them is coming along and guarding. Now, most poskim are not so excited about this heter of Rabbeinu Yerucham, but at the end of the day, there are times that it is used as a sniff lahakel. There is an important Pischei Tshuva over here, where the Pischei Tshuva quotes a machlokis between the Shev Yaakov and the Noda B'Yehuda, and let's take a look at this Piskei Tshuva inside. It's going to be a couple minutes. We'll go through the Piskei Tshuva inside. So maybe those of you who don't have a Shulchan Aruch should look on with somebody else. Yisrael had made photocopies earlier. I see some of you don't have Piskei Tshuva. So if you look on with each other, then that's good. In Sif Katan Dalid, along the lines of there are many permutations of the Shaila of Derech, we're going to see it first through the eyes of the days of horse and buggy. We're going to discuss the Shaila of Yichud through the eyes of horse and buggy, and eventually we're going to talk about superhighways and cars and gas stops and so on and so forth. But first, let's see it through the appropriate way that the tshuvas were developed, and that is in the Piskei Tshuva. So in Sif Katan Dalid, Ayin b'tshuvas Shev Yaakov b'inyin l'shloach isha b'derech im agalon aravi. What about, by the way, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to send somebody who's a parutz in Ritzicha, so shash Ritzicha. So unfortunately, there are times that Klal Yisrael is tremendously pained. So the shaila over here was sending a woman in a wagon with an Arab, v'imo shnei anashim ksherim. And then you have two ksherim along. So here's a fascinating shaila. On the one hand, you don't have the necessary amount bederech of ksherim. On the other hand, you do have clearly the aravi is not considered a kosher. On the other hand, you do have the right amount of people. That's the crux of the shaila. L'chora hu neged adin de bederech meaning gimel ksherim. L'chura, it's against the requirement that you need three ksherim. V'achocham ha-sholel, rotzlomer de-kavonas ha-ramosh ha-kosabin and gimel, afilu b'ksherim, haim b'kshnei ksherim l'chud lo mahani. Avolim heim gimel mutar afilu b'achamem parutz. So there was a tzad to say that as long as you have two ksherim and one parutz, that's going to be enough. V'u cholek alav. And he disagrees. So Shev Yaakov comes out l'chumra. They need three ksherim. Unfortunately, when there are certain cases where you're coming with people, even Jews, there are Jews that are not ksherim, there are Jews that are prutzim, unfortunately. Leaving aside the Sfardic Shash. For Ashkenazim, so you have to keep that in mind as well, that needs to be ksherim. Ach lomad heter, ha de be'inam be'ir shnei ksherim dafka, u'besad shoshe ksherim, haynu lafuki im yis echad yisrael parutz. But he came out l'kula, aval an echad aravi. But if one is an Arab, less than ba mishum the Arabi mifapa, she would never be mezana with him, with the guy. I don't know if this applies today, unfortunately, in today because of assimilation. But once upon a time, even a Jewish woman who would do an avera, she wouldn't do an avera with a guy. I don't know how that applies halacha lemaisa today, but we should know that there is that heter on the book. V'siyem de'ein islashlach isha ubeprat pnuya shidirabanan. Here, man, who is the tzad, where we have a tzad kal of derabanan, and that is if the girl is single. So then, in such a case, the iser is going to be only an iser derabanan and not an iser daraisa, because the Gemara in Avodah Zara tells us that they added pnuya to the Gzeras of Yichud, but the original Gzera of Yichud originally did not have the Isser Pnuya. And that we saw in Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw that in Sif Beis and Shulchan Aruch. Only after Maisa Amnon V'Tamar did they add the Isser Pnuya. So it happens to be in camps where most of the instances the Shaila is Pnuya. So then in such a case, if you know that you're talking about a case of where two are ksherim, but one of the guys, unfortunately, in high school is not, he's a high school kid and he's not a kosher. So then, in such a case, with a pnuya, see, there's so many permutations to these shilas. Then, in such a case, there's room to be makel. Okay, so that's the conclusion. So, in general, the poskim are wary. Two married and any other erva. Any other erva. Any other erva. So, to conclude what we've had so far in the Piskei Tshuva is the Shev Yaakov himself says that maybe a goy, we're not choshish she's going to be mezana. He himself is mesupik about that. But at the end of the day, we would be makel with two ksherim and one parutz because of the fact that we're dealing with the shaila of derabbanan. So there are many chumras that are on top of each other over here. So then that would be enough. What's that?
Dafka by pnuya.
Dafka by pnuya. Correct. Achein, he then goes on, the Pesachei Tshuva then goes on to quote the Noda B'Yehuda. Achein dasa Noda B'Yehuda, ein yerken, kemavur mitvar b'Noda B'Yehuda, sha'avral iser yichud, sha'arei besade, uman gam b'layla, afilu b'ksherim b'inan shlosha. Vafilu im neima, sha'hoya agalon ima, mistama agalon hu ein a Yehudi. He says the Noda B'Yehuda was machmir, that he says that's not enough, in a case of where you have three, and it's both Balayla and Baderet. So that's an interesting question. If I could find here where I have in my Sefer, what is one going to say in regards to a case in which it's both Balayla and Baderet? It's both Balayla and Baderet. So here, Ramosha Feinstein, by the way, someone had told me a difficulty finding the Marmakomos that I had given for Ramosha. But Ramosha Feinstein, again, the Marmakom that I have here is Chelik Dalit, Simen Samache Os Chaf, that he's Mesupak. If we're talking about a case of the Heter, Ramosha is a slightly different Shaila. Ramosha is a slightly different Shaila. It's also for a man to be alone with two women. It's mutter to be alone with three women. What would you say if it's Balayla and it's three women? Do you need four? So Ramesh is Masupa. Because the chash is that one of them is going to fall asleep. And Ramayisha comes out l'chula, l'chumra. And he says that at night you're going to need four women. One man will only be mutter with four women. And this comes up, this is halacha l'maisa, the shaila. If a person is driving at night, so then it could be, according to Ramayisha, again, there's still room to be mefalpel, but according to Ramayisha, there's room to say that it will be us or even one man with three women. So that's what I'm saying. That there are so many times that people don't take into account the Shaila that comes up. Ravani has a Safa. Yeah, I'm recording. No, with pleasure.
No, I'll tell you my Shahaya story.
Yes, please.
One story from about Ramosha, my uncle.
Yes.
So he went to Ramosha one time.
Okay.
My uncle was head of B'nai Akiva.
My father was in B'nai Akiva with your uncle in Chicago.
He was in New York at this point. Mm-hmm. New York at this point.
Okay.
At that time, you can see it's a different world. A, that they're asking for Moshe the Shaila. B'nai Akiva, they're asking for Moshe the Shaila. B, this...
You're being recorded. Okay, go ahead.
So he said they wanted to start a B'nai Akiva. They were opening a house for people who are on their way to making Aliyah. And it was a house predominantly, it was all girls. But they wanted a male to be there in the house with them to make kiddush for them and to be able to run it in. So that was the shadow there. He could go be in the house and live in that house with a bunch of girls. So I don't know. He asked Ramosha, and Ramosha said, I don't think he said it was us or me. Then he said it's not
advisable.
It's
important, Meister Shaya. Yashikoa. Right. So that Shaila, in terms of that, maybe there were even more than four girls. So Ramosha could have been, but what comes out is that Balayla, there's a lot of room to be machmir Balayla, even if there's three women, you would need four. However, so I thought the Noda B'Yehuda that we just read is relevant. What did we see in the Noda B'Yehuda? That if a woman is nosas Balayla ubaderech, less than three men, she's over an Isser Yichud. But if there are three men with her, so then she's not over on the Isser Yichud. Wait a second. According to the rules, maybe you should need four men. Right? Maybe you should need four men. Because it's Balayla and Bederech. So I throw you out to be mefalpel. It could be that once you reach the point in which that you're already at the number three, that Chazal weren't machmer anymore. But yesh ladun. I mean, Ramesh has a legitimate safek. Because I'm being medayik. Why does it know to be Yehuda mashma that only three it's mutter? If you make the cheshbon, the chur, you should be machmer even four. Adayin yesh ladun. Another marimakom. Marimakomos are very important in terms of halacha, to be able to look up the marimakomos in the Sheva Halevi. Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Beis. He is Megil, and his chesh, in the Shiloh of the Noda B'Yehuda, he sort of explains why the Noda B'Yehuda has room to be Megil. He says that if one of the three men are still going to fall asleep, you're only going to fall into a state of Yichud Midrabanan. So when did Chazal make all of these gzeiros? They only made these gzeiros on Yichud Doraisa. Right? Only by Yichud Doraisa then they made the Gzeirah. They didn't make the Gzeirah on Yichud Rabbanan, one could argue. Hence, we could also come back to Ramesha Shaila. So for sure, like, as Rav Ami raised with the Shaila of Ramesha, at the end of the day, there's two points to Ilchaz Yichud. There's the Chelik of Eben Ezra, Ilchaz Yichud, and then there's the fifth Chelik of Shulchan Aruch. It's not wise. Possibly, but now we're asking in terms of la'alacha. They know that they're not going to come lidei avera. So then, in such a case, they're in has. They're acting from. So in such an instance, so there now we want to know, is four women a problem? So then the Shevet Alevi says in such a case, There is room to be makel, because the chshash was only built. Isn't that brilliant, Harabai Rav Osner? The chshash was only built on Yichud D'Oraisa, not Yichud D'Rabban. And that man who gets to what you were driving at the Tzad L'Hakil as well, by Pnuya, the Pischei Tshuva. In other words, Rav Osner's head, there was already Mivusas on the Pischei Tshuva when the Shev Yaakov suggested that by Pnuya there's more room to be makel because it's a Gzera Midrabban, not an Iser D'Oraisa. Obviously, this should be Ma'or inside of us. All the Maseches Kedushin should be Ma'or inside of us, a greater Kedusha. The halachos are there to inspire us also to a greater Kedusha as well. So, I think we did a lot, but we have to then get practical. Now, this was a practical. We're still with the wagons. Although it was practical with us having an Arab driver. We had an Arab driver until one of the terrorist attacks, and that was it. Then we said we're going to pay twice as much to have a Jewish driver. So that part is still halacha l'maisa. One of our Arab drivers bragged that he was doing this route horse and buggy 50 years ago from Beit Shemesh to the Kotel. Horse and buggy once upon a time. Okay, so we got to go from the horse and buggy to halacha l'maisa in terms of cars. Night, derech, etc., etc. So number one, we saw that Rav Yoshev Zatzal said that a secluded area is defined by 10 minutes. So therefore, outside of night and derech and all of that, one has to know that a road that is very secluded has a shayla of hilchos yichud, and a lot of times a judgment call. Don't necessarily be machmir on yourself on your own. Ask a Rav. But you have to be able to, you need to realize that many times country roads, particularly at night, outside the chshash of Lila falling asleep, but because it's secluded, one has to ask a shayla, then it could very well be that some of these roads are a shayla of hilchos yichud. That's Aleph. Beis. Is a car itself? A car alone. Wait. So one thing at a time. Me'akala lakovet. Is a car itself a shayla of yichud? Oh, so if the windows are tinted, I remember those tough gangsters on my block in Brooklyn. I don't know what was going on inside of the car over there. So in such a case, Lania's daiti, tinted windows is a shayla of hilchos yichud. What about at night? So it goes like this. The poskim assume that at night, most highways, well-lit roads, and so on, the assumption is that you could see in on a well-lit road, and there are cops and so on, that a person that could see into the car, even though it is a little bit difficult to see into a car, even on a well-lit road at night. The assumption of the poskim is that on well-lit roads, that it's that aren't itself a problem of yichud, that the car itself, as a reshus by itself, is not going to be a problem of yichud. I was thrilled that the first time I learned this, even before I learned this with Manu, first time this was in a summer kolel. It was a great summer limud. It was a summer kolel in a camp that no longer exists, Camp Yisharim. This was prior to the camp, Heller kolel. When I was in America, I did the two things that Rabbi Yehuda Willig does, Hask and Heller. So Camp Heller Kolel, I started with Rabbi Beitler. And prior to that, we learned in Camp Yesharim. And Rav Michal Zilberman, who's now a Magid Shir in Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, was the Meshiv of the Kolel at the time. And I suggested that one should turn on the interior lights in a case of where the road is not well lit. And then he told me he found in some obscure sefer that suggestion from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. However, it's not necessarily on well lit roads. It's not required in well lit roads on a highway and so on. But on roads that themselves are not a shaila of yichud, but it's very dark. Parksville Road, I think the staff members should turn on the interior light on the road, provided that it's not at all a sakana in terms of driving. There's some people who bothers them to drive that way. You have to make sure, you know, when you turn on, I know it bothers me when the person who's driving towards me has their brights on, so you have to be sure that that doesn't disturb anybody else on the road, but I don't think an interior light does that. It's not the same thing as brights, and therefore, just provided that in no way are you compromising safety. By the way, if we're talking about the roads, even before the nuances of Hilchos Yichud, Ushmartim es nafshoseichem, I used to speak more in terms of driving cars, not about Hilchos Yichud, but some of the staff members drive when they're really, really tired, and it's sakonas nefashos, and unfortunately every year there are people that are killed on the roads because of A, negligence, and B, just simply because people are too tired, and particularly staff members in camps. It's something that we can't overemphasize how important it is that it's halacha. Rav Neman Sal Shlita has a sicha where he says that someone who drives in a dangerous manner is a rodef. So I said, and he said, he believes it. He believes that you're allowed to kill him if he's driving in a dangerous way. So humorously, I said to him, Rebbe, maybe you should shoot out his tires, his tires first before you kill him. He said, okay, yeah, shoot out his tires first before you kill him directly. Ein hachanami. That would be. But he takes it so seriously. More than that, in a sicha, Rebbe goes on and he says that I'll. B'shamayim, even if someone violated the traffic laws and put other people's lives in danger, but he was good. You know, there's some people who know how to weave through traffic and they're really, really good drivers. He says, but they, once you have a din rodef, klape shamayim, whether you killed or you didn't kill anybody, klape shamayim, it's considered you killed. So according to Rav Neven Sal, every single time someone drives in a manner that puts other people's lives in danger, he's chayv misa bidei shemayim, and the oilam ha'emes, he'll have a din of a roitzeach on every single one of those times. It's also those drivers are terrifying. Magia lehem. So one second. Let me make sure. So once again, that's the chash. Let me finish now with the interior lights. Provided that the interior lights are safe and it's not compromised, there might be other room to be magel to say that the windows are not tinted and so on. That doesn't have a dinner or shoseach by itself. But I think, and I was glad to see that Rabbi Zilberman showed me years ago, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gave that suggestion as well. Yeah, great to have you back.
My question is, what does it matter if you can see into the car on a well-lit highway if they're driving at such a speed that you can't even tell what's going on?
The answer is that no one's going to, at least the driver himself is not going to be doing an Avera at the time that he's driving. In terms of the people at the back, so then in such a case it's not going to be a problem as well, because if it's two men, at least if it's two men, so then he's a shomer on the other people. He's going to have to pull over. Oh!
So I was going to ask, the car is not called a derek.
Oh, Lania's dietitis. So now let's review. If a person is driving on a secluded area, Parksville Road, they know that they're going to be coming back after a wedding at 3 in the morning, but he rested. But tonight he rested. Otherwise, it's also for him to drive. So if he knows that he's well rested, and he's going to be coming back at 3 in the morning, and there the camp roads, they tell me to Morashat, it's much more complicated, there's much more secluded areas. So then in such a case, he got to make a cheshbon of Balayla, for at least for Ashkenazim. And that is, that if it's a secluded area, so then it's going to be usur to have two men alone with one woman. Why? Because we're choshesh that one of them is going to fall asleep. Not the driver, because he's well rested. But then in such a case, still, there's no one that says, there's no halacha that says that when you're driving, there's no iser yichud. There's no halacha that says, I preempted akasha. There's no halacha that says that there's no iser yichud when you're driving. So therefore, it would need three men. What happens if it's one man, and there are a bunch, and there's a he's passing along a girls' camp? So then Ramesha Feinstein has a shaila, that in such a case, that maybe you should require one man and only four girls would be mutter. Here, maybe there are great rabbanim. Maybe we should ask Rebbe the shaila today. I don't recall if I ever asked him that shaila, if one could be mekel with the svara of the Shevet Alevi, whether Rebbe likes that svara of the Shevet Alevi, that at the end of the day you say, three women and one man is going to be okay, that we're not machmer more than three. Okay, so that's in regards to Laila. We haven't gotten to yet.
Derech by day.
Derech. I'm about to get to Derech. Yeah. So what about Derech?
By day. So nowadays, people wait until they go to stations.
Very good. So Bederech, I think I agree with you. Halacha l'maisa, there's a lot of room to be mekel Bederech. Even though Balayla, we cannot use the heter that he's simply driving. But nowadays, it's not like once upon a time where the moment in which someone argued humorously, I think correctly, than Israel, it might be a different thing. If you, maybe because they're less gas, I'm an Israeli, so I want to defend ourselves. Maybe because there are less pit stops over here in Israel than there are in the States. So and we have a mitzvah to be Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael, Toiva, Oretz Moed Moed. There's nothing like living here, nothing in the world. Anybody who could come here, you'll have less money probably, but you'll have a better life. So what do you want, money or a better life? So Nachzor Lin Yaneinu. So by Eretz Yisrael, it is true that over here there are people that are likely to go to the side of the road, but I don't think that still, it's not the same shash of the Hashdin Kal V'chomer, where there would be a real Shash Yichud, although Yesh Lodun, in Eretz Yisrael Yesh Lodun Yoser. In the United States, it would seem to me that it's extremely uncommon. Generally, people wait for a gas station in England as well, right? Okay. England Kal V'chomer, they have good manners. So they would wait to go to a gas stop, so therefore Bederech would not be a Shaila. But Belayla would be a problem, Shema Yishan. And I don't think you could rely on the heter that one of the Talmidim was suggesting, maybe, that to say that when he's driving, it's not Nisr Yichud. I'm not aware of any Makar that says that when he's doing a different action, Mamela, there isn't an Nisr, the Isr Yichud. It's not a bad Svara, but I didn't see any of the poskim say it, and I think that the Minin Khaira is to go in that direction. Ezra then Yisra. Yeah.
So when we say we're talking about Laila, when does exactly Laila kick in? Is that at Shkia or when it gets dark?
Laila, that's a nice question. I didn't see the poskim discuss that. It would, because at the end of the day, if the chashash is that a person is going to fall asleep, so then the chashash by Laila should be later. I owe you one for next week. Oh, one of the questions from this past week, you see Beferish from this Pesach Chuva, we answered one of the questions from last week, and that is that a goy could serve as a shomer, right? That a goy would be able to serve as a shomer. The one chashash was whether the woman would be mezaneh with the man. But if you remove, leaving aside that one chashash when they were alone, that was a chashash. But the goy himself, it would seem, could serve as a shomer to add. But we need to develop that a little bit more. And that needs to be discussed. So I need to get back to you that you could argue that I would definitely hear why 8, 9 o'clock at night, even though the sun is the stars have already come out, etc., it's still not yet considered Laila. I could hear why someone would argue such a thing. That's all the derech that people go to sleep. So the earliest would be 10 o'clock. One of the biggest changes in humanity was with electricity, is when people went to sleep. It's a totally different ball game. Yeah.
If a car is considered derech, so then why would we have the right to uproot the gzira? Although, yeah, you're right, it doesn't really apply to stop at stations, but you still can't uproot a gzira.
It seems to me that the chashash of the derech generally does not apply, and therefore batel tam batel gzira. That's what it seems to me. Did I see it black on white in one of the poskim? I need to look back. I doubt I saw anybody I need to get back to you. I need to get back to you about that. I think it's pashut. Look, at the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, there really isn't that much of a chashash. Dahainu, at least at night, you have the note of Yehuda who says that you're going to need 3 men anyhow, but you don't need 4 men, right? So anyhow, you need men. The one shaila is going to be during the day. That's the one shaila. During the day, when someone is driving, are you still choshish? But it's not. And in such a case, it's right. In an instance where it's a secluded area, do you need 3 men? Is it enough to have 2 men? I was noted that there's a lot of room to be mekel because that chashash doesn't apply today, but. It's very, very different, I still think, than driving. Because the difference between driving and saying, well, this guy's driving, he's not going to do an Isser, but right now, the matzav that he's in right now is an Isser Yichud. So Isser Yichud, especially if Isser Yichud is an Isser Atzmi, that in itself is Aser. In contrast, the chashash of Derech is that he's going to pull over in the road, one of them is going to go out, so to say that Gzeira of Chazal applied, where it's not likely that that's going to happen, that's where I thought that when the Metzius changes, the Halacha changes. In contrast to when he's driving, even though he can't do, let's say you could argue, that he can't do a Maisa Isser in such a case, but nevertheless, nevertheless, he's in the Isser Yichud then. But if the whole chashash of Derech doesn't apply, Shemi Yashtin, I think there's a lot of room to be makel. But Eina Chanami, I have to see whether I had seen that in a sefer and I was just assumed that on my own as a Dover Pashut, or something I'm making up. If it's something I'm making up, then Eina Chanami, we have to verify that's 100% MS. It's not only that the Svara has to be MS, it has to be MS Aliba de Hilchasa as well. So we have to get back to it. Good. Yashar Koach. Emir Tzashem, next week we have to talk about elevator Yarek Val Yavar. And what else? There's some other. Oh, Libo Gaspa we have to discuss. We have a few more exciting topics. Shkoach.